Good morning and welcome to another Monday Coffee. Today I'm just going to jump right into it because there has been a lot going on in the last week or so. I mean, really, all of 2020 has had something almost every day for us, but the past week has been something that has felt very different, something a lot of us haven't seen for a long time or even in our lifetimes. And so how can we make sense of all this? And what I want to talk about today, there's three different points I want to make. And the first one I want to talk about is, what is dualistic thinking? So one of the things in our culture right now that is maybe pushing a lot of us to our edges is the idea that you are either this or you're that. You're all in. If you're not 100% in here, then you're that. You're our enemy. We have created the polarization of everything, that if you don't believe this doctrine or this theology, then you can't be a part of our denomination or our church, or if you don't believe in these specific things or you follow the leaders that we have, you can't be part of this political party. You have to be one of them, even though that person may not be that. So this idea, the false choice, that you either have to be this or that. And I did a Monday coffee a couple weeks ago called The Third Way and talked about Jesus always tending to find a third way forward, because people always try to trap Jesus into that dualistic thinking. It's either this or that, right? And even to the point where Jesus said that if they are not against what you are doing or against us, then they are for us. And that's a third way too, right? Because some people feel like if somebody isn't against us, but they have different thought process or different religion or ideology, then even if they don't share the same things as us, we're against them. That's dualistic thinking. The next thing I want to say is about privilege, right? This has become a dirty word in some ways for a lot of us because it makes us feel shame and guilt. Well, what I want to say is, with privilege, we must understand and be aware of our privilege, because once we are able to do that, we can actually help people more. If we stay blind to it, if we try to ignore it or say, no, I don't have privilege, I've worked hard to get here. Yes, we have all worked hard to get to the certain places we are. But some of us actually have an easier time to get to those places because of either our skin color or our religion, or based on our geographic location. And so there are things at play that give us certain privileges. Jesus understood that. Jesus was from Nazareth. Jesus was considered kind of the lowliest of lows. And there were all kinds of different class systems at the time that Jesus was here on earth, just as we do now. The third thing. The fact that you have privilege, that you maybe have abundance, means that as Christians, we should start living out of that abundance rather than scarcity. We live as if we don't have much, and we keep trying to gain more and more for ourselves. And there are things that we need for ourselves and our families. There are things that we are responsible for. But at the same time, a lot of us have a privilege, especially, let's say, living in Castle Rock, Colorado, in Douglas County. We are in one of the most rich and privileged places in the country. So we have a lot of abundance, but we often live out of scarcity instead of that abundance. And as Christians, as the church, we are called to live in the abundance of love of God to share with others. And sometimes that does mean helping out with material things, helping out with money, with food, to live out of a state of abundance than scarcity because of our privilege. And we need to do this without the dualistic thinking, like we're going to hand out some money or food to this person, but only if they go get a job or something like that. That may not be our place. Our place is to help people where they are at here and now. And so, what are the ways that you can help your neighbors? Or the ways you can help those that are hurting right now? Whether it's the riots, the peaceful protests, COVID, loss of jobs. We are in a place where a lot of people are in a world of hurt. How can we, as a Christian church, live out of our abundance rather than scarcity and starting to close the wagons? So how can you help during this time? What is the thing you want to help with? Whether it's COVID, whether it's racism, whether it's helping somebody through a tough time with a job loss, where can you help this week? Look for the ways that you can pour out your privilege, that you can give out of your abundance rather than acting out of scarcity. Have a great week.